Sounds good.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Tuesday, July 2nd, 8 o'clock in the a.m. How about if we have roll call?
Sean.
Yep.
Pete.
Here.
Bill.
Yep.
Vicky.
Here.
Cindy.
Here.
Let's all stand by saying the pledge.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, any agenda corrections that anybody is aware of? If not, Highway Department bike path approval.
Bike path has been conversation for the last 47 years.
Yes, hasn't it been?
No,
asked, Brian,
36, I think it is.
We're going to do like a brief, quick project update, too, just so you guys are up to speed. We've been visited for a while.
Well, you said brief, so.
It'll be brief. I promise you brief. Sean, maybe you want to comment quickly about the water district and their new employee?
Kara Didier.
Who? Bill.
Kara Didier.
I need you to sign it.
She is Jerry Didier's daughter.
We had an interview and offered her the job, and she accepted.
Now, is she just the part-time person, or is she going to be afloat, too?
Yeah.
She's afloat?
Yeah, what?
Yeah, okay.
My understanding, and Commissioner Carlson can probably speak more on it, is at this time, since the Water District has not been paying a employee at all this year, and the Highway Department has sucked up all the costs and the expenses of covering that department, that they would pay for Ms. Didier's wages full-time until the end of the year, at which time, correct me if I'm wrong, hopefully we will have a plan to supplement the other half.
That's kind of what we determined.
Okay, so she is full-time benefit.
But
thank
she
you.
Is half-time.
Whatever we end up
wherever we put her.
Yeah, negotiating with other departments.
As of the rest of this year, she gets paid completely out of the water budget.
Right, but is she part-time or full-time?
Full-time.
Full-time,
right,
but she's going to be going different places to do whatever she got to do. But her salary is coming out of their budget.
Mm-hmm. So then she'll probably be up here to help with
a lot of learning anyway.
Yeah. She's going to have
your next vote six things. She could probably help with that.
Oh, yeah.
But she was willing.
Was she qualified?
Even excited about learning the manual.
I know, they interviewed her.
She's sitting there reading it right now.
Learning the what?
The water manual.
Oh,
she's
good.
She started reading it yesterday. And
this one worked at the little center store.
Oh, my. Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Well, she's so perky. And
what did we start her at?
$21.50, the way it looked.
Is that what we advertised it at?
I have no idea.
$20, I think we did.
I thought $21.50 starting admin wage. Julie, I can't defend
her. What's her previous experience?
She's brand new.
She's never worked?
Oh, yeah, she's been working at...
She's been down at the little convenience store for the last however long. And
she
had two or three jobs, but it was all, she had taken part in a lot of management type duties. So.
Okay. And I'm going to ask one of the water district members to bring her up to you guys next meeting to introduce her and that kind of thing.
Just send her. Sean can do it.
Sean will do it. Okay. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's the water thing.
She seemed anxious and willing.
She's excited.
Yeah.
I seen her every day.
Very pleasant.
I saw her yesterday. She's very,
she's
bubbly and wonderful about everything. So.
Yeah. I think it's a good move. Get somebody young and hopefully stays and learns it and moves on.
I'm looking forward to the district having their own employee and and we can move on with things in our department as well.
We're all one, remember.
Yes,
we are. Barnes County.
I understand that, but...
Kumbaya, we're all one.
I understand that, but it's... and
it's
I'm
almost
certainly,
4th of July.
Yeah.
Summer's
I'm certainly
gone.
More than willing to work with them as we always have. So that's
I just
not...
I want a we and they and us and them.
Yes, no, I concur. I'm just... My main priority is the highway department, so it's hard not to stick with that. All right, so with the assistance of KLJ and lots of talking, we decided that it would be in the best interest of all of us to have an agreement with the City of Valley City in paper regarding the bike path, construction costs, maintenance, et cetera, et cetera.
Can I take it over?
Not in entirety, just their portion. I did forward it to my portfolios. I don't know if you guys had any comments on it, but I'm requesting a signature.
What's it say? Just in a summary.
Basically, you guys are paying for your portion, they're paying for their portion, and then after it's over, they'll maintain their half, and you guys maintain your half.
And it's 50-50 split?
Yes.
What's this costing again? For the 300th time.
This sheet kind of has a breakdown.
Oh,
so
thanks.
There's total local cost is $168,000, counties is $93,000, and cities is $75,000. It's just a little different because county has a longer path.
So it's not 50-50.
40-60.
Correct. 50-50 of the cost for engineering, and then construction is your half there.
And this is for an overlay?
Yes, ma'am.
And it's costing that much.
Yeah, and yes, the part that got expensive was they're required to do concrete ADA crossings. So at all the roads, there's going to be the ADA panels.
And then, go to gravel.
I'd like to see that piece of paper.
We argued. We lost. So this is the map.
They're going to pave your whole yard.
Red is the city's.
Yes.
Huh? They're going to pave your whole yard while they're doing
that? How long is that? I said that there.
I'm waiting for my driveway.
Total length was like 1.6.
I thought you supposed to get your driveway. Yeah.
Ours must be more than that. Must be 0.6.
Yeah, it was about.
Huh? That makes like a stir.
Yeah.
I could get it. Thanks for coming.
It needs it. It's
so it's going to cost us $100,000, and it's going to cost the city.
Yeah, I think it was roughly 90 and 75. Yeah.
When's this going to be done?
They're starting. Yeah. I think the week of the 22nd, July.
I'll move to approve.
Motion and second. Is there any further discussion?
Vicki?
Yes.
Vicki?
Yep.
Bill?
Yep.
Pete?
Yes.
Bill? Yep.
Do we have a certain part of it, or do we just have...
There's a map there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, they'll... Yeah.
Part is ours, part is the city. It's
I don't know
joint.
If it was, like, ours is up to this line there.
Yeah. Yeah. It's basically the
city limits.
That one line is off just a little bit, isn't it?
Something done.
Looks like it should have been back another foot or two.
No. For planning
a zone. A foot on a map? That's interesting.
That's preliminary.
You're right, though. It does look funny, doesn't it? Comes to a point and...
But it's not.
I know. They have control and we just follow along like a puppy.
Any other questions on the bike path?
And then I do have...
Do you want to take that
with our... construction engineering contract. It's all those costs are included in that, but it's just our part of the contract.
Okay, I'm going to approve this part too. Engineering contract, Julie.
But it's still all in that 93.
Yeah. It's all in there.
And you need a Henry on this one?
I think it's
whoever seconded it should second the second part too.
Okay.
So it's all in one.
I don't think that matters, but Sean, he's good for it.
Is it okay?
I know.
Real official.
Ricky?
Yes.
Vicki?
Yes.
Bill?
Yep.
John? Cindy?
Yep.
Move on.
Move on.
I met with Marty Undum yesterday about the tile upspout in the county-owned right-of-way on east of Rogers. Mr. Undum was understanding the situation and is willing to work with us. He said he would either remove it or he would be willing to sign a utility permit, et cetera, saying that if we needed it moved, he would move it at his expense. I told him I'd bring it to the commission and get your thoughts.
What are you doing the rest of them?
Well, he's the first one that put a tile up spout in the county right away.
Didn't we have one down in the very corner?
That was a discharge pump, and I believe that ended up getting permitted, didn't it, Cindy? I can't quite remember.
I think we made a move it.
Mr. Lund, I'm not sure how that one was.
That one got moved.
Oh, down there?
Yeah.
He had to move it.
Yeah. He had to move it. Yeah. So it's entirely up to you guys.
I guess we better make one person move.
I think we should keep it consistent.
Yeah.
Move it? Okay.
Yeah.
As long as, you know, this is like new territory.
Yeah.
You know, some of our planning and zoning, well, we've permitted that, so we feel like we have to continue.
Correct.
I mean, nothing against planning and zoning. We're the ones that say it final.
Mm-hmm.
We're here. We've got the opportunity to stick to our guns.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Is it by the overpass or what? Is it right?
I honestly couldn't find it. I looked. Is the grass so tall you can't see
the grass
it? Okay. Then I feel better because I'm like, Jamie is on drugs.
No, definitely not on
again.
Is it flagged?
It is flagged.
Okay, then I did
but
see
it. But you know, everybody's under the understanding. No, I shouldn't say. I'll redo that. Drain tile, if it's under 80 acres, does not need to be permitted. But as soon as you put an upspout or an uppipe on any of those drain tiles, it's no longer subsurface drainage. Then you go back to the surface drainage rules. So he needed to do it in engineering to see how many acres actually drain to that spot. So it probably needed to be permitted.
I don't think it's many, is it, Jamie, if you had to guess?
But how far away does the water come from?
Yeah, well...
That part I'm not sure.
You know where it's coming from. Daisy, 10 mile. They're all coming from up there.
Well, that's my point. How much is in that drainage? So as soon as you have a pipe sticking above the ground...
Yeah.
It isn't just that little area where it's draining from. It's whatever water runs to that low spot.
I'm reasonably sure that it's...
The only way that the county can find out... is somebody filing a complaint, and then we got to spend money to do it, to have it engineered. Well, it should be automatically, when it's an uppipe, the farmer should automatically have to have it engineered so that he knows how many acres are going to it. So.
Yeah, we just need to keep it off the county ditches. Standard for everybody. Yep.
I will let Mr. Undum know. Like I said, he responded almost immediately. We met on site. He was very understanding.
I'm sure the tiling company just put it in.
That's what he had indicated. So,
and they're going to have to learn. The tiling companies are going to have to learn that this is going to cost them.
Ellingson's no better.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm assuming it's the easiest.
It's the easiest.
Marty will take care of it.
Yeah. Cheyenne River Trail signage update.
Yeah, what is that? Yeah, you got that straight now?
I'm still in the process.
I've got calls on that even.
Yeah, I am in the process of working with that group. I had two meetings with Mary Lee Nielsen, one of which we took a field trip so as to show her exactly what my concerns are, both with the number of signs, the location of signs, and the signs attached to our structures. I don't have a problem with the water trail in itself. I think it's great. I asked her to reduce the number of signs. We talked about responsibility. I asked her also to come up with a maintenance and replacement plan and to give us an idea of who would be fixing them, because clearly we are not at those costs. And she was going to work on that and get a plan to me for the reduction of those signs and then a forthcoming maintenance agreement and that kind of thing, so we can make a decision based on that. I did specifically state that the signs needed to be reduced in number, that they would be financially responsible for them, and that sort of thing. So I'll bring it back to you once she gets that agreement to me and the maintenance plan.
So it's a big bill we just had for the signage.
So we had a bill for
$136,000 or something.
Yeah.
I believe that
that
was the bill that they had, the trail itself had incurred for the installation of those signs.
That are not installed because we had a halt on them, right?
No, they were already well installed, located, partially installed, and up before I was even notified of their existence.
I didn't tell them to do it.
So did we take them down, or are they still up?
They're still up. Because they're still up.
It's not over.
It's not over.
So we were debating about whether we should be paying for it.
I'm sure it's a pass-through. We're not paying for it.
It's a pass-through, the Cheyenne.
It's a grant. It's a grant for...
We agreed years and years and years and years and years ago to be the pass-through for the byway and all that stuff out there.
My complaint is on the Valley Road and the River Road. It's a scenic byway. And at the Foss Dam Road going on our county road, there's 14 signs within a quarter mile.
Yes.
There is, 14 literally. Yes. I called them the other day.
Yeah, and this is the problem at Catherine as well.
I didn't
even
notice them, so.
I mean, that's a new blue one.
I don't notice them that.
But, between our bridge markers and our curb sign and our county road sign and our speed limit sign.
You're talking all signs.
All signs. There's 14 signs there, and it's a scenic byway.
At Catherine, we have a similar situation, of which there's more signs than there are regulatory signs. So we have two speed limit signs in that location, two stop signs. Otherwise, everything else at that intersection is wayfaring signs.
Well, the best thing that could have happened is if we could get everything on one sign.
Yes.
But it's kind of like this, and for years they've been fighting so that we can have at our exit signs what's available at that exit, because then you get rid of all the other signs.
Yes.
The state of North Dakota doesn't understand that.
Right.
You know, like Minnesota, you got all this at this exit, then every one of those businesses doesn't have to have a sign.
Right.
Well, if we had everything on a sign, one sign at Foss, going towards Foss Park, you know, there's a canoe landing, there's a picnic area, there's a whatever we got down there, you know, in all those areas.
When we visited on our tour, Mary Lee said that she would look into trying to figure out a way that they could combine their signs, especially Catherine, Foss Dam, and North Valley. Mm-hmm. We all know the mess out at North Valley.
Well, the core has how many at North Valley?
Right, the core and the fishery and Maryvale and the scenic byway and the water trail and
Paulson Farms and
then I got to mow around all of them.
We got to mow around all of them.
I got to mow around all of them too.
You got to mow around. Just plowing snow around all these signs is no real treat.
No, I'm sure it's not. But you know, we kind of have responsibility too, to let the general public know what's where,
right,
within reason.
That's correct.
And you know, like it or not, some of that stuff out there brings people to our community, so we just have to find a balance.
Right. And that's what we're working towards, is finding that balance and coming up with that common ground. I believe we will get there. It'll take some work, but we'll get there.
Well, 160-some signs is a little bit overkill.
Well, yeah, there's 67 signs in Barnes County.
Yeah, between the dam and
Griggs and...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, between the county lines. Yes, sir.
67.
Well, it's basically between the dam and the county line.
That doesn't include the ones that are attached to some of the bridges.
Well, I think there's some north, because they met with Griggs County, too.
Yeah, there's Griggs County, Steele County, Ransom County.
The river,
there's other counties.
And there must be north of the...
Maybe we got to change
Ula,
the name.
But that would be another county.
Mm-hmm. Instead of scenic byway, it's sign byway.
Yeah.
Damn,
69.
That's
all I was
saying. 67.
Move on.
And then, real quickly, County Road 7 from Eccleston to North Dakota 46, chip sealing is scheduled for late July. That's more seal coat. You will also notice that pavement markings were completed on the River Road.
Were they drunk?
Possibly. No,
okay.
I don't know. I'm not sure how that process works.
Well,
for them.
I think. It's not that it's necessarily wrong, but I've never seen the yellow line go like this.
No. There's a couple spots that are like that. I don't know if they...
I like it.
A squirrel on the road.
Gives character.
Yeah. I'm not real sure what happened there. But,
it's fine.
We did get that completed by Dahlman Services. So Catherine Road, River Road, 21 North, a.k.a. Lake Road, and 27 North Peak Road.
It was due. You just don't realize how faded they are until you get the new stuff.
Right. So an expensive venture, because those are our most markings, you know, because of the winding and the no passing zones, but it needed to be done for safety, so that is complete as well. Today the crew is up on Barnes County 6 by the Cass County line patching. We're a pretty limited crew. We're hoping to get those two patches done today before the 4th of July. And the intent was to get down south of Catherine and patch there. I'm not quite confident we're going to make that today.
Limited because of vacation?
Vacation and illness.
I'm sick.
I have one person out with pneumonia, and another one has been hospitalized due to an abscess. So.
Really?
So,
all right?
He says he'll be okay.
Well, yeah. That's him.
Yes. So between some vacations and those illnesses, we're kind of limited staff-wise, but we got enough to make her go, so we're going to do that today. And also on behalf of the crew at the Highway Department and myself, thank you so much for the additional day off. We appreciate that.
How does that work for your department then?
Tomorrow will be closed.
So then they're going to be a couple hours short on their paycheck? Is that
no.
how that works?
No.
You're going to be closed tomorrow?
Well, because you close the courthouse Friday for an additional holiday. That's our not our scheduled work day. So by policy, we would get the day before.
Huh. Well, you don't get 10-hour day.
Yes, we do.
You get a
10-hour
vacation?
Yes, we do. It's policy.
I thought it was 8.
But I thought when we close the courthouse, everybody just gets 8.
Yes.
I think they have it written in
it's the policy.
Okay.
I believe it's policy. I will recheck.
Your regularly scheduled shifts. So
yeah.
Like our holidays are 12 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Because we work 12-hour shifts, especially with the jail.
I believe it's policy. I will double check because you asked.
Yes, because that doesn't make any sense.
I believe that's the case. And then updates quickly on our bridge projects and our other projects. We're rolling along.
Yeah, everything's on schedule. The ER sites, the grade raise, and the two hillsides will be next summer. And then...
Which is going to be next summer?
The grade raise on County Road 4 up by Wimbledon. And then the hillside by Bayshore on 21. And then the hillside south of Catherine.
When are you doing that one down by Litchfield? Down by Litchfield. The Litchfield Salmon Road?
What grade raise?
That's already done.
The grade raise or the update on the top surface?
The top.
Paving?
Yeah.
We don't have money for paving for County Road 11 South yet.
That would probably be 2026.
26 or 27, pending.
Yep.
All kinds of funding.
Because I'm getting a lot of slack that that's the horriblest road in the world. So.
Slow down.
It's not. 21 Peak Road South is the horriblest, followed by
I drive it a couple times a week. You don't drive 100 mile an hour. It's pretty good.
Is that,
it is,
is that Peak Road South where the kids got hurt?
No,
I was
north.
Not made aware of.
North, I believe.
Well, they came to a T in the road.
Yeah, but it was north of the interstate, I believe.
I was not notified of any incident on our county roads.
Well,
a couple teenagers that didn't have a license yet.
I don't know if it was on, but it was paved.
13 and 14 or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, they
look
didn't have a license.
Okay, I will look at it.
Because I pulled up a picture of that spot. It was paved and there was a T.
Okay.
And the
on News Dakota.
Yeah. Went
south. It was south.
If it is Peak Road South, yeah, that is.
It's marked, though. That
it's marked.
Dead end
it's or, well marked.
Yeah. I'm not. No one's raising a ruckus. I just.
Curious.
Haven't. No one. And everybody's okay. They were not in life threatening injuries and not old enough to be driving a car.
Oh.
13 and 14.
13-year-old is driving.
The hillside at Bayshore doesn't seem to be doing much. I drove it the other day and there doesn't seem to be any more dip in the road.
Yeah, I don't think it's hit all anymore.
And with the amount of rain, that's really good.
That's good. The one at Catherine is moving.
Is it?
Yeah. South of Catherine is moving.
Speed bump?
South Hill.
The South Hill.
Yeah.
Reiterate, South Hill, not our north one.
No,
that thing is holding out.
No, I know where,
yeah.
where it is.
Okay, so are we doing that South Hill too?
Next year.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, we should have it completely slid before we do something, right?
That was the emergency money.
It's
ETR
already, money.
It's already
programmed
and
yeah.
Money's there allocated.
Yeah. No, we don't want
to pass
the Hillside project funding scenario because they're millions of dollars.
Yeah.
I
and that north one was quite the project.
And to
This one will be similar operation, but a lot more condensed. So it'll be a lot quicker, the south one.
Yeah.
There won't be any road closure, will there?
Mm-hmm. South one is probably going to close. Well. North one, we're pushing to keep one lane open.
No, we're talking at Bayshore or Catherine?
We're talking Catherine.
Okay, Bayshore.
Bayshore, there'll be one lane closed.
Oh, yeah,
that's our goal.
That's not a problem.
Yeah.
A lot of traffic, work, just normal everyday work traffic without the lake traffic coming
right.
in the north.
Yeah.
Right.
So nothing big this year yet?
No.
Nope.
This year's going to be kind of a slack year. Next year and come budget meetings, be prepared for dropping number.
We're doing the bike path?
Yeah.
So the chip seal is a big project. That's $700,000.
Yes. Yeah. Next year, like I said, just prepare yourselves for big dollars. So.
Well, just prepare yourself for
a big no.
Yeah, well, I mean, you can choose we'll not to do a hill slide. You could choose to do right. not do a grade raise. You could choose to. I'm already removed a chip seal out of next year's budget to try to make the numbers work. You know, I've made some of those choices already. It's the hard truth, though. We are going to have big numbers next year. We've got number six paving job. Can't say no to that.
Equipment-wise, though, we're sitting really good.
Equipment-wise, of course, I'm going to ask. You can always
Equipment-wise,
no.
we're sitting pretty good.
Yep.
Six is bad.
Six is horrible.
And that's what we're patching right now?
Yes, we're patching right now.
And that'll get the overlay next year through the flex funds.
Yeah, I took that a few times this
fall. Yeah, last week.
Bad.
But equipment-wise, I still will ask because that's what I do. And
what do we got, 4 miles or six or six?
Have a good holiday.
You too. Thanks again, you guys.
No, it's six, actually.
Did you want one of those?
No. I do. I don't have any money right now.
I don't have any cash, but I will get one.
Yeah.
Bike path agreement.
I got it.
Oh, you got it. Yep. Okay.
I sent it all that way.
I'll get copies and send it to you.
We'll be here for another half hour yet, so if you guys want to run and get cash.
Does your ditch more mow like that, or your blades come together, you always leave a little skip? Is there any adjustments that?
Shane has been doing it, and he told me that he's having a really hard time adjusting. He said he's gone down to 1 mile an hour and 5 miles an hour.
I didn't notice it last year, but you got to skip there.
Just trying to adjust it to get
And does it matter if it's gotten super, super tall?
Because
it's incredible grass this year.
You know, I didn't realize how tall it was till it wasn't there anymore.
Yeah.
On my gravel road, it is like
really
amazing.
Tall.
Yeah, no, I've been mowing with the Badwing too, and it does a crappy job the first time. You almost have to go over it twice. So.
Yeah, it might be that another touch-up, depending on where we are.
Probably can go fast.
Did we kind of agree on what was said?
It's done for the fourth.
Yeah, it's done
and
for the fourth.
The I can see the damn turkeys.
They've already okayed it themselves.
And that was, you know, like I said, the main concern is just safety. So we didn't do every county road, just our high
contract between us and the city to pay us for extra services.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Al.
Thank you. Happy 4th.
You too.
Just realized I didn't send this to you guys yesterday, and I apologize for that.
You didn't do what to who?
I didn't send you guys this to pre-read. I apologize.
Just explain it. What is it?
I didn't leave till 6 o'clock yesterday. A couple weeks ago, Gwen with the City Valley City contacted me, and they were losing their after-hour dispatch services for the Public Works Department, and she asked if we would be willing to take that on, and they'd be willing to pay us for that. So I called Bill and discussed it with him and worked on it with Gwen, and after talking with my supervisors, too, they basically said, well, we pretty much do it anyway. Yeah, because we're calling after-hours for them regardless, so why not just talk to them directly?
So where did we come up with the $500 monthly?
That's what they were paying already.
For
the services.
Is that enough?
For their after-hour service.
Yeah, she said on average they maybe do 6 to 12 calls a month.
And we're there anyway. So.
We're there, yeah, and it's not going to add a significant call volume. We're already making the phone call anyway. When citizens call in, we're calling the after-hours line, and then they were dispatching it from there. We're still going to call the after hours line. It's just one less phone call, essentially. So
this is just because I don't know how their system works. What, the after hours is always the same number?
Correct.
And so what it's doing is being routed to whoever's on call.
So when the citizens will call the 845-0380, I think is the number, the general number, what it'll do after hours is just roll over to our 8181 line. It's the same thing the police department does after hours.
Where did it roll over to before?
Cass County Electric. Is who their on-call services were through. So, and she said, she goes, we'd rather keep it local and pay you for it than pay Cass County Electric. So,
I have no problem with that. I just wondered, so then when you call the on-call, okay.
So then we'll call whoever, like, electric or street water sewer.
So you'll have a list of who you're supposed to call?
They have an on-call phone. It's one number. So you press a button.
Excellent. Okay.
Yep. Yeah.
I'll move to approve.
Motion, is there a second?
Second.
Anything we can get to offset the cost.
So we're getting $500 we weren't getting before, and we're doing the same work, kind of.
Pretty much.
Kind of,
yeah. I just need two of them signed. I was print the third just in case.
No, as soon as they pay half of their 911 dispatch, what we do?
The taxpayers of Valley City.
Well, we get their 911 their 911 fees that come off of their phone bill, essentially. That's really where that taxpayer money comes from.
Yeah, but they're paying taxes to Barnes County.
City taxes go to Barnes County.
Yeah. And then we get that 911 fee. It's about a dollar.
I'm afraid we're not in the money-making business, Pete.
Some days we're just in the money-spending business.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I did send this up to Carl and Tanya. I hadn't heard back from Tanya, but Carl said he didn't have any changes. It was simple and fine with him.
Motion second. Any further discussion? Roll call.
Nikki.
Yeah.
Yes.
Bill.
Yep.
Cindy.
Yep.
I didn't like that I didn't get to read it yet, though, so I'm going to take it home and read it.
Can you read away?
My vote then?
No.
Why would you not want to get $500 or something?
Yeah. Or
yep, I sure will. Yeah, they have a commission meeting tonight, so I'm going to take this over to Gwen next, and then they'll get it signed and get it back.
And Budger wants it, too. They have a girl, okay.
Yeah. That's all I got, really, besides... Everything's going well. I have a new one. I'm backgrounding a new dispatcher right now. She did some sit-alongs and really liked it. And so she'll start Andrea Hetland.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
She'll keep things lively up
there.
Yeah.
She came in and job shadowed quite a few different times just to make sure it was something that she was really interested in. And I just have to finish up her background, but I really don't anticipate anything. So
your staffing's okay then?
Mm-hmm. We're only down one. So, and that one, I think we'll get these two pretty, I have one that's just about close to end, and then Andrea will start, and once she's just about close to the end, I think I'll really start hunting that last one, but I also have somebody that we did interview this spring that had a little bit of a circumstance change that this fall, selling a family business, essentially, and she's got to wait till that's done, and then she's interested, so I might have it filled before I even need to post it.
So you have two on all the time, or three on sometimes during the day?
Two on all the time. if there's a third one on, it's me.
Yeah.
So, but it's two on, that's it.
So during the day, there is three, possibly?
Right now, actually, day shift is the one that's short, so they're working by themselves during the day, which I don't like, because that's actually technically our busiest. The level of calls are different at night, so that's why we staff it. I would rather go short during the day because I'm there to backfill. It's a lot easier for me to do that than at night.
So you answer calls during the day when as needed?
Yeah, I jump out in and out of the office.
Is Andrea applying for nights?
Yep.
She's a night.
Yep. Yeah.
You know who that is, don't you?
No.
That's Betty Etzel's granddaughter.
Yeah.
Andrea?
Leah Tang.
Melody's daughter?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
Leah's niece.
Yeah,
Leah and Melody's sisters.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They're so close in age, though.
Yeah. Yeah, I've known them for years, and it surprised me. She kind of asked about it one day, and I was like, well, come in and see what it's about.
She was
see if you like
with
it.
Her dad. She worked from home so she could be there with him.
Mm-hmm. She did that for a long, long time.
I know.
And then their company
lives over...
Fifth. Larry Hetland's.
Yep. Okay.
Well, I'm glad she's
good.
Yeah. She'll keep them awake at night.
Oh yeah, and she's a hoot. So yeah. I've known her for a long time. I don't really anticipate anything.
That's good. Good for her.
Yeah, and we're trucking along with Siren. I'm doing all the pre-work stuff with the responder groups, getting their radios named and whatnot. Hoping to start some training and whatnot this late summer, early fall. I don't want to train before we're ready to really go and rock and roll. My radios came in for recording, so those should be installed next week, I believe, on Monday. So things are kind of coming together, and we're getting really, really close.
Treadmills, how's that going?
What's that?
The treadmills.
Good. Everybody uses them and really likes them. So.
Anybody Nobody fell off yet?
Nope, no one's fallen off, and everybody wears tennis shoes. We have a pretty strict that policy in place, and yeah, they like it. So
very good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks for the extra.
Have a good forward. LADC meeting in July?
Yes, next week on Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Yep, I got to get the agenda out this week.
Okay.
That's all I got.
I'll probably call you later. I got something else. So.
Okay. Sounds good.
Very good. Thank you.
You betcha.
Julie, auditor's office. I would say we'd go to the auditor's office, but Cindy doesn't like going in there when Beth was there, so I'm guessing she don't like going there when Julie's there. So.
I make a motion to approve all the minutes that were presented for the special meeting.
Did you read them all?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
The special meeting in the last month.
Motion, is there a second?
Second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion?
No, I read them.
Okay. Say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. You got anything else, Julie?
The recount took place yesterday. That went well.
Thank you.
I'm still a tie. So then it goes to the city board to break the tie. So whatever they decide to do is...
I think they draw out of a hat is what I was told last night.
Well, they can draw out of a hat. They can flip a coin. They can draw straws. They can do almost anything,
toothpicks.
Right?
Well, century code, they're supposed to draw.
They're supposed to draw, huh?
Okay. And I sent that to Darlene.
Yeah, that's what they're going to do.
Okay. So
they're going to draw what?
Draw
a name out of the hat.
Oh.
So that's more likely what they will do. Next week is the Auditors Treasurers Convention in Fargo. So I'll be going to that maybe. I have Beth coming in to help because of my daughter's situation. She'll be having surgery.
You got the word yesterday?
Yeah. Where are we at? We're in July. She has to be down there the 21st.
So she's having surgery.
Well, good luck on that.
Yeah. Good luck on that, yes.
So I have Beth coming in to help get some budget things done that need to be done. I am interviewing. I had a couple interviews last night, one this afternoon, one Friday morning.
Did you find somebody that's interesting for a candidate? Or?
They're all interesting.
You got some good ones.
Yeah,
qualified.
Got some good ones.
You got some qualified ones? Good.
Yeah.
That's our payroll.
How many more?
Yes.
How many more do you have to do? How many?
Two,
have
don't
more?
You?
Two more?
I have two more.
Okay.
That I picked out to do.
Well, at least we got something to pick from.
Mm-hmm.
One time we didn't have anybody even apply.
Yeah, hopefully we'll be making a decision on that soon.
So right now you're just doing it in-house, Carol, or whoever's doing
it?
That's all we have.
Getting back to that, when it comes to being able to sign a check, we have to do a little research there and... Because if you only got two people that can sign a check and one's whatever and the other one's not even here, we got to have a different plan than that.
It's not signing the check that's the issue. It's the software. It has two permissions on it. I can double check with them, too, to see if they can add it.
Check on that. Here's what happened is... So for... The last 10 months, I've been trying to find us an end gate for our park board pickup. I found one in Bismarck at $600 or whatever it was. And that one waited and kind of fell through. Well, I ended up finding one on Facebook that came through a marketplace out of Fargo Moorhead, and it was like, was it $325, wasn't
it?
$325. It was a complete end gate. It was white. We didn't have to paint it or nothing. And Scott Kohler said that he would run down, pick it up, and then we'd have it. Well, we had nobody. The guy wanted, he'd take a check. But because he didn't have a credit card machine anymore, he was closing up his business. Well, anyway, we had nobody that could sign a check that day. And it was either to have Scott write out of his own account or whatever, or figure out how we could do it, but we waited until Monday to go and get it, which the guy was okay with doing that, but so we ended up getting an end gate for 3 1/4 that popped right in. It's the same color, and we saved a ton of money.
That's awesome. Good job.
It just
doesn't. The machine itself signs the checks, doesn't
yes,
it?
Yes, it's just the permissions to run.
We just have a stamp. So basically, it was only Jared and who has permission to run it?
Jared and Carol.
Yeah, and they were both out.
And Carol was
well,
out.
Carol, or Jared yeah. was done, pretty much.
And normally, we don't do checks like that unless it's an emergency. But
I wonder, could in that case, especially if that's an odd case and it'll probably never come up again, but could we have gone to the treasurer's office and filled out some kind of paper and just got the cash?
I don't know.
I'm just thinking out loud.
I don't know.
Could we? Is it? Would it be against the rules to put the treasurer on as a backup?
Yeah, they wouldn't have. It would have to come through our office. It's just the checks and balances.
One of the checks and balances? That's
check
what I was wondering.
On it, but maybe wait till you get your new person before you make any drastic changes, because you're going to have to change that anyway.
Yeah.
Because right now you're down to just one, correct?
Yep.
Because Jared isn't anything with it anymore.
I believe next Tuesday morning, right before our auditors treasurer's convention, CPT is going to have a meeting in Fargo.
Okay.
So I can check there.
Okay.
Yeah, because if something happens to Carol, our hands are tied.
Well, that's what I'm saying. We got to have.
I'm an emergency phone call of whoever these random people are.
I'm thinking our software company could add.
Yeah. Okay.
You just check it out. I just wanted to bring it up. So
thanks, Julie.
Can they have one that's like not a person's name, like just a user number 3, and
well,
that way
be a signature, I suppose. I don't know.
Because then you could have access to user number 3 in an emergency. That's what I'm saying.
That would be all about all we would need.
See, at the care center, ours are automatically signed too.
Yep.
But we still have the ability to hand write a check. And we don't have that ability anymore, do we?
No, I know the treasurer's has treasurer's checks that they write sometimes. I don't know what they use it for. That's kind of have to check with Debbie or Rose.
Okay.
And maybe your first thing would have worked too is write some type of note.
Hopefully, you know,
I mean, it wasn't a massive amount of money, but it was a good deal and we saved a ton.
He did end up taking cash though, right? Out of the camp.
I have no idea how it worked.
Okay. I'll have to talk to him.
I just said make it work and get it done.
And I think that when I talked to him, that's kind of what I decided to take some camping fee money. We'll just transfer the money
right.
from the equipment line item
back
it'll
to be
the
fine.
And that works.
Anything else?
I don't think so.
Okay. Pete.
Good.
Present.
What's in it?
We had 2 interviews for VSO assistant last week. We have 1 more this afternoon. And out of those 3, we should be a higher one. Seem to be qualified, and then I haven't heard if we haven't had any applicants for driver yet, have we? Part-time driver? Nothing's come through to me anymore.
Maury's been gone, so yeah. It comes through her email.
Because we upped it to offer to $20 an hour last time, and so far I haven't got an email for that. So again, what do we want to do with the driver? Should we park the van a month, a week, a month, or because right now Bob's working full time still because we have nobody else. Which he's willing to do, but he wants full time status.
And that's not going to happen, so
well, then what do we do for driver? You want to come in and drive Vic?
Nope. If you hire somebody, you'll just have to park it until we get full staff again.
So, when we have a driver, so Bob comes in at what time?
whatever time he has to go to Fargo, usually. A lot of times 6 a.m.
So I haven't been up there. I haven't been up there for a while, but he comes in if there's somebody to take, and then when he comes back, if there's nobody to take, what does he do?
I think he's on the clock till 4 or 5.
That has to not be.
Right, that's what we've talked about. But then she claims that, well, I mean, he does get calls at home, you know, for rides. Because, see, the people call him for the ride. They don't call the office for the ride. He schedules rides.
And that's not, but that's once not we get a helper up there, that means well, it's not happen it, too.
That's the way it's always been, though, I guess.
But then why do we need two people running that office?
Well, to do, it has gotten so much busier up there.
I know it has, but if this other person is like a helper, receptionist, secretary, whatever needs to be done, mm-hmm. I'm just thinking that that person should have a calendar right here and so-and-so's, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I thought you were on call, but you were only on the clock when you were driving.
That's how it used to be.
Well, apparently since Angela was there, I mean, since I've been on here, that part-time driver has been getting 40 hours every week, you know, ever when we had the two.
That's not what
that isn't how it was originally set up.
But that's how it's
been. She used
to
keep one of them busy in her office before there was two in there.
Yeah.
But then she used to drive too, so is Tammy doing that?
Well, not now because she has no help in the office.
Yes, but they can put a sign on the door, closed. Because that's the way they used to do when they had to help with driving.
No, she does.
And she can do the same thing.
But she doesn't drive, does she?
No, she hasn't done.
But
she could, but she
hasn't. She should.
And then, of course, she's going to Lamar twice a month, too. 2 days a month. No, I'm just asking how you want to handle it.
I know.
The workload is way more than it used to be because that March, that PACT Act came through, which pretty much any veteran from age 25 to 75, 85, whenever they're dead, is covered now for something.
So I have a thought. I asked this question, and it's innocently. What's happening in counties that don't have VSOs? Who's taking care of the veterans? Not every county has a veteran service officer.
Not every county has a van.
No,
we're one of the few.
We're the only ones that has a van. There's apparently a state van that can come out of this.
I checked into that before, and they said, well, no, because of our location and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. They had all kinds of excuses why we had to keep our van.
With who?
I can't remember at the time. Eldred, I think, helped me look into that because he wondered too.
From what I'm told, that they would supply a van, but it has to be a volunteer driver. We cannot pay a driver to drive the state's van.
Well, so
have you heard anything of that?
No, but you know, we just have so many questions and.
Do you want to come in and explain?
Let's get her on the next meeting.
Okay.
Our next meeting that we meet, just have her put on the agenda at 8 o'clock.
And she can explain all
that.
That
would be the 16th, Julie.
Okay.
Because, of course, you know, there's always rumors and gossip, and you got to take it for what it's worth. But, you know, I'm just hearing strange conversations that maybe take place up there. Mm-hmm. And the veterans are, I mean, these conversations are being shared with people I know that you got to wonder where's the confidentiality.
Okay.
You know, and I'm not dissing the veterans and I'm not dissing Tammy at all, but it just is leading to a lot of confusion for me. You know, there's free transportation for every frickin' county in North Dakota, but this one, that makes no sense. You know, and we've always embraced and taken as far back as I can remember, but the old VSOs that are no longer with us, I think they did it on their own time and their own dime. Milt Kane was a part-time VSO, and I think he just did it out of the kindness of his heart.
What's that ad on TV that they're taking?
And that's what we tried to check into, and no, we didn't qualify for that, and I want to think it was Eldred or someone, because at the time I said, maybe it was Mike Metcalf, why are we spending, and this time it was really was just part-time driving, why are we doing this when they advertise on TV, if you're a veteran, you can get a free ride to appointments. It's on all the time. Mm-hmm. And I want to make sure our veterans are getting taken care of. You know, the only other thing is if we say we'll pay and they take a senior bus, you know, probably be cheaper than what we're doing. Mm-hmm. If, you know, the senior bus thing goes to Fargo, don't quote me, and if I speak out of turn, I'm sorry, Rod. I think a bus goes to Fargo down there every day, and it's like $10 a trip. But they sit there all day.
Yeah.
When you go, like I had a friend that was taking radiation, well, she would be, if I had her radiation that lasted 10 minutes, but she sat at Roger Maris until they came and got her, and then she, if they had to go somewhere else, she could get out. So, you know, that's probably the hard part, but...
And the veterans van will go twice a day sometimes because somebody has an appointment in the morning
The veterans hospital or clinic there, you know, they got nice restaurants and coffee shops, and I don't know. I just don't know. We just are not getting off a dead center with this. And
I think we're wasting a lot of time if we're not actually doing trips. That person should not be in the office.
Yeah. Well, okay. I'll get off my soapbox.
Well, let's bring her in and then she can explain it to you.
That would help. I just thought of a person that maybe would be a part-time driver, so I'll try and reach out to that person, too.
Anyway, we interviewed two last week and we have one today and then we should hire. So I've been saying $21 an hour.
That's what you advertised, right?
21 to 24. But you guys nixed the 24 and the ones, the two... Mm-hmm. But now she hired somebody for $21.50. So
that's probably what we are. They advertised it at. I don't know. I think that's what Jamie said.
Okay.
The other thing is that person that we nixed at that before is, I think, Julie, you're interviewing.
Oh, okay.
Are you?
Yeah.
That's good. We have...
That's a higher level.
Yeah,
level,
yep.
Right.
Right.
And that's why
and maybe
she was more qualified than us.
She's got some experience. In
yeah.
So then we probably shouldn't advertise this job at 21 to 24 if we were going to only pay 21 anyways.
Well, but if you had someone walk in that had worked in a VSO's office.
Somebody's had experience. Huh?
It makes a difference.
Yeah. And,
just like
and
a road grader
people
operator.
People are just admin people. They're not VSO qualified. If you find somebody that's already VSO qualified, they deserve top dollar. So,
and 21's not bad.
No,
8 to 5.
I'm just saying what we've got offered.
I agree.
So, weed board. I think we have a meeting next week or the week after. Development Corp. We had a special meeting last week. I did not go to, but Bill went, so you can report on that. We have an LEPC meeting next week. Our quarterly meeting. I think that's all I got.
John.
At social service yesterday, and a whole lot there, they had an audit that HHS was up there, and I guess that went well with Tuesday and Wednesday last week, audited 20 cases. Well, one of the few of the units that has in-home case management. They're finally getting the numbers up on that call center, so that's working properly.
Good.
And they got a new vehicle for over there. And Tom was actually at the meeting yesterday, so he's back with...
Online?
He was here at the courthouse.
Oh, was he?
But online, he didn't go over there with Weavers. You both over there. He's got a heck of a brace on, but... He's got to have that for the next 2 months. Mm-hmm. They're moving. They moved that meeting to Mondays.
Oh.
Which I wanted to move the time way ahead then because the reason it was at 11 before was so that when I got done here, you could go quick to that one. But and the same with theirs. But yeah, they didn't want to move it, so it's still at 11. So I'll probably be doing them online. From here on out, because that's 2 days in a row that I'll have to take off for lose over half a day work. So, until I get somebody back to work. It ain't going to work. But no, and I got water board next week. Planning and zoning is next week.
Yeah.
And museums next week, yeah. So next time I'll have more to report.
Cindy.
Had City County Health, nothing out of the extraordinary there. Some environmental health issues, as always. It was pretty short. They're working on their budget. And, of course, they wondered what we're doing for salaries and those kinds of things, and I was pretty honest that City County Health. They always ask about what's the county doing. Well, we don't make that decision until the end, not at the beginning. So, it was pretty non-eventful. And I've been thinking a lot about this hiring and interviewing, and I don't know how the rest of you feel, but I really don't want people hired before I know who we're offering to. And I'm not even sure that we should be interviewing people until we know who's being interviewed, because I think there's 5 smart people around this table, and we know a lot of people in Barnes County. And sometimes maybe we shouldn't even be interviewing some people because we know of things.
Right.
And I in particular don't want offers made until we know. This just happened in another situation I'm involved in, and it didn't backfire, but it could have if they'd just done their homework. So, and this is not directed at you, Julie, because you sent me the things and I'd let you know my opinions, which I appreciate that. But I know we all have our portfolios, but I think when it's coming to hiring, I think we'll maybe. And Pete, you've been sharing everything too. Like I said, this is not directed at any one department. That's just my personal opinion. And I know our departments are very capable.
We don't even know sometimes that somebody's been hired, and then we find out they've been hired, and it's like, wow, that's too late to stop something.
Well, it came into my mind again. I don't have anything against Kara, but
yeah,
I understand where you're getting from, and I should probably.
I don't know. We're just hiring, and Christ, there's people coming and going at the jail. And I know everything is time sensitive, but in this day and age with technology, I'm not asking for them to vote that we want to vote. Share all the applications with us, and we can say, hey, you know, this person worked here, they never showed up. This person stole money, and we can't prove it. I mean, I don't know. We all know stuff about people.
And we could head off some bad, disgruntled people, too.
And I don't think we have any bad people working here, and I haven't seen any bad applicants.
But I agree with you. I don't like that we find out later that somebody's been hired.
Heads up.
Yeah.
That's
heads
all
up.
You want.
We want a little bit of notice.
Yeah. Another organization offered a job before they did a thorough background check, and that person didn't even have a driver's license, and you certainly don't offer until you've done a deep dive in their backgrounds. So, anyhow, that's my personal opinion, and if we want to talk about it further, if I don't want the department heads to think I'm trying to run their departments, because I don't want to, but I want to know who we're interviewing, because that person is a part now of Barnes County, and like Bill says, we are all Barnes County, and man, we've been blindsided lately a few times, and it's like, what the heck are you talking about? So, that's it.
So, Peggy. Do you want to know who the assistant is before we hire her?
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, we'd like to know who you're interviewing.
Well, they've shared all of that. They sent that out a week or so ago, I think. Lori sent all of the applications out, didn't she?
Yeah. Does everybody get them? I mean,
I do.
I get them.
Mm-hmm. I got them.
So. I think I got them.
And some people don't want to their name out that they're looking
for. No, and I'm not
so that they don't get hired.
But then it isn't our due diligence to go out and say, oh, God, did you know your person was looking for a job?
Right. No, I mean, there's a level of confidentiality. But the other thing is anything that's emailed to us is public information.
Yeah.
But if you're applying for a government agency, it's public information the minute it hits the auditor's desk.
Yeah. Right.
So any one person can walk in and say, I want to see who applied for that job, correct, mm-hmm. Julie?
Okay. No, I can do that. I have nothing against it. I'm just saying what procedure you ought to do.
Becky.
Okay, so I noticed that we didn't have anybody here from the sheriff's office, and I've noticed that there's some gravel trucks on Old 10 that I don't believe is a haul road for them, and they are speeding, and I look like they were overweight. So I
wait a minute, gravel trucks on Old 10?
Yes.
That's going to be normal. I got 50,000 gravel trucks a day going by his house, mm-hmm. and that's not a haul road either, but there's a gravel pit there.
But they're speeding, too.
Well, yeah, they are on the railroad, too.
You know when you meet a car, whether they're speeding or not, if you're going the speed limit. So anyway, I wanted to point that out. And I thought he would be here today.
I think so. They're all on vacation.
Maybe if they listen in on this conversation, they will actually pay attention, maybe. So I went to the Housing Authority. They have decided to put in cameras that have audio because there's been some
drug deals.
Very vocal people there that have almost become abusive. They're so
to the girls?
To the girls.
Oh, yeah.
So they want to have something that they can record on tape. So they're going to do that.
They're alone there. That's pretty important.
Where's that at then?
At the house.
Villa.
Villa, yeah. So they're installing them now. I went to the South Central Regional Council, too. This was just a normal, everyday meeting. It was nothing really stands out except that Dickey County did actually decided to go with that livestock grant, and I still don't think it's a good option for us anyway, but I want to let you know that somebody did bite, so we'll see what Dickey County comes up with at the end. And I also went to the library meeting. They're just trying to decide how much money they're going to have to borrow because we only got about a fourth of the tickets sold, and the donations aren't coming in as fast as they thought they would. The roof, the rotunda, they're having a difficult time because they can't get insulation above the domed part. So they're trying to decide whether they're going to have to replace the dome itself or if we're going to flat top the very, very top of the dome to put insulation behind it. And also, let's see, there was one other thing I wanted to talk to you about. Can't remember now. Got in the middle of my speech. And then I did go to two election boards. I did the canvassing, which was interesting. And then the recount for the Daisia mayor. And then I also wanted to ask about the convention. Are we all going to go to the convention? I think the sign-up is going to start July 7th or 8th?
That's August. Is it July?
No, that's in
October.
October.
Yeah, but you have to sign up for it in July.
Yeah.
And I'm just kind of, because usually Beth was the one that would remind us, and I'm just kind of reminding everybody that this is coming up. So I guess that's it.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it for me.
Okay. We had that special meeting last week on economic development, and it was to be able to build an apartment building on the extra lot that the Wintershall used to own. And they were wondering if the county and the city would back them up as far as helping pay for getting it accomplished, and I pretty much had said that I am not in favor of it, and I would doubt that anybody on the board would be. Now you guys are all your own people, so if it ever comes up where Jennifer brings it up, that would be the time when you would yay or nay it. So I just gave my opinion on it.
And I discussed it with Bill, too, and I was against it, too. So,
but
using public money to fund a private contractor to build apartments.
And let's see, what else we got? I haven't had a whole lot this month.
Anything happened?
We haven't had a meeting for... month and a half or better, probably. With everybody's busy schedule.
Are we having a park board this month?
I have not heard on that yet either.
How's that going?
Good so far.
Scott's handling it okay?
Yep.
Good.
I don't know. I did come up with a utility tractor. If need be, I'll get pictures and everything else of it. If we decide we want to go that route for... the park boards, which would be a little front wheel assist tractor, loader on it, 3-point on it, AC heat. Not that it's the massive deal, but if we need to, maybe we could even have a mower on the back end to help with some of the extra mowing or something, which was fairly reasonable. So from what those little tractors go for, I was pretty impressed, but I haven't nailed that down yet. And when I do, then I'll bring it forward and let everybody know.
No, they need a tractor?
Well, no, we had the one.
Yeah.
And then we didn't want to stick $10,000 in what we had because they just kept putting money into it.
Okay.
So we were talking, Bobby at one time, you know, had a new one located, which was way up here. And this is a fraction of that.
Okay.
But, I mean, we should have something down there.
It was in the budget for this.
Yeah.
They've got to pull, then they can pull their own docks and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I mean,
crap.
Whatever they would need a tractor for, boom, they'd have one.
Yeah.
And this thing would last them for, it's, I don't remember what year it was. I think it's like an 09, but it's got like 300 hours on it.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's pretty sweet.
Nice little tractor. It's a McCormick.
What? I have one of them in my garage.
So,
McCormick.
That I'll be bringing forward here yet. As far as I know, that's it. I don't think of anything else. Anybody else?
Do you still want to hold off on these since they're just a pass-through? The signage...
Well, James,
Mary, who is she talking to?
Mary
Jamie.
Lee.
Mary Jamie,
Lee and
yeah.
Jamie.
So
Mary.
We just thought we would kind of wait until whatever happened.
Wait and see?
Yeah, just wait for the moment. We got the one that needed to be done, so
And then I talked a little about it before meeting. I've been getting phone calls and people stopping me on the Peak Road wondering when we're going to make a decision. And I don't know if it's a good idea to have a meeting that we can have input if we just make the decision ourselves. I know it's ours to decide, but...
You mean that going south?
Yes. Because a couple of the ones I've talked to, they said, whatever it takes. And it's like, yeah, well, you probably don't have the understanding of what it's going to take.
No.
How many miles is that?
11.
No, I've been told that, too. And I said, well, you ought to spend $2, $3 million on it.
Hmm? That's a mile.
I mean, there have been some different options, you know.
Yeah. The consensus is nobody wants to gravel, though, so, yeah, that's... the problem. So that's why I don't know if we should have a meeting to have people come in and give their spiel or 2 cents or not. So, because I know a lot of people that, and I don't know how far you can special it road, back mile-wise, but, you know, there's a lot of people from Pringle that use that road, too, so...
Well, it's a widely used road. And here's the thing that I would really like to see, because it connects to 46.
No.
In the roundabout way it does.
Well, yeah.
So the state and the mysteriously conversation that I had just through the background work, not anything up front or anything, they would like to take over the existing roads between A and B. So if they've got one here and they've got one here, they would like to take this over. So like the Catherine Road. They would like to, and there's nothing set in stone or anything. I just heard about some of it through the grapevine and whatever. But they would like to take some of these roads over to their specification. So somewhere along the line, that one goes from A to B.
Well, it used to be connected to a county gravel road.
Yeah, I know.
That road out of Fingal going all the way to the Catherine Road used to be a county road.
I pray a lot at night, so it doesn't mean it always helps a lot, but it helps.
I think before you have a meeting, we might as well all... There's five of us here that have to agree, and is there anybody in this room that's going to pave that road?
We don't have the money for it.
We don't have the money.
No, so then our alternative is we can grind it up.
We really don't even have the money for that. It's ridiculous what they want for just grinding it up, returning it.
There's a lot of conversations to come yet.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we could have them all come in here, but we all know in our hearts we can't. Do anything with it.
We know what we would like for an end result, but it's just not possible.
Yeah, it's not that we don't want it. It's 11 miles that, I don't know, Jamie's, it comes to an end. Mm-hmm. There's still a lot of people
up
on that 11 miles that have to live there.
It's just like old 10 that used to go out past Stan Horse.
Mm-hmm. We haven't done anything with that one either.
That one's getting ground.
That's what we're going to grind.
That one's getting ground.
Pardon?
We're going to grind that one up.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And they aren't going to like it, but that's what we're going to have to do.
And it is horrible.
And that's still
that's way worse than this one.
It's way worse than Peak Road.
But yeah.
But it's going to cost. It's going to cost almost $1 million just to grind it up.
I think it's $400,000.
Well, the consensus, the problem with this county is we got too damn many miles of paved road that got paved years ago that nobody thought of how we were going to pave.
No, they didn't, because when they paved up my way, it was a recreation kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know where it's stuck.
And I'm not saying this personally, but it's been brought to my attention. You look at that map in my district,
mm-hmm.
there ain't much for county roads.
No, I believe it.
So, that's the argument that I'm hearing.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm just throwing it up.
It's been brought up many. And that's the thing. Where does it ever go?
Mm-hmm. Well, these are younger people that are bringing it to my attention now. And I said, yep. And I said, we're constantly trying to figure it out, so...
They got a counter on that road now? I think we got counters on a lot of roads.
Most of them are
traffic counters.
Yeah, I know, I saw that too.
On the Valley Road, there's a counter, and there's on Bayshore Road, there's a counter.
I should have asked Jamie because I wondered that last time.
Yeah.
I saw all these counters.
What we're keeping track of, or?
I don't have a clue.
And yes, there is for most of those people down that road, other roads to take. But it wouldn't have. Or the farmers, anyway, to get to. But it adds a lot of miles, so, yeah. I don't know if a gravel would fix the problem, even, because that road bed is so bad.
Well, and you talk to the guys cutting hay there, and the ditches are very steep, because it's been overlaid a couple times. And there's, you know, if we rebuild it, we got to do the ditches, which adds a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. And approaches, and culverts, mm-hmm. and... which a lot of that our own forces can do, but yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, we just can't overlay it the way it is.
Well,
it didn't pay the last time. It shouldn't have been overlaid the last time because the bed was bad. It's a elevated graded, or it was a gravel road made by elevated graders that was hard surfaced, and then it was paved.
I think even last time they did the river road, and maybe 21 too, were to the point where they're going to take some
exceed
off for more on.
Last time they did the river road, they did buy a few spots to make a little wider shoulder, mm-hmm. like between us and Wanda's and
yeah.
down around Palmer's.
Yeah, because if you want to see a nightmare of going too high on pavement, 32 North from Riviska.
Yeah, there's a step there.
That should have been, that is horrible.
Pretty good absolutely ledge there too, horrible, isn't there?
Huh?
Pretty good ledge there too, isn't there?
Yeah.
Well, it's
yeah.
that part.
Yeah.
I mean, when you get off on the edge,
you get a tire off on that, you're going for a ride.
And there is no service line on 32 North. You know, and it's going south, there's a 2 foot wide on both sides.
Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
So moved.
All in favor, say aye.
So moved.
Both same sign. Thank you, everyone.
Have fun on the floor.